Empowering Gita Reflections, a podcast to guide modern lifestyle with the wisdom of the Gita.
Mamaeva ansho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. This is the seventh shloka in the 15th chapter. It's a reminder. It's a bold, blunt, direct reminder. So, mama eva ansho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. Any creature, any living creature in the universe, anywhere in the cosmos is a part of me. Mama is mine. Eva is alone. Mama eva ansho is part, fraction. Just like this is part of that. This each hair is a part of me. It's connected with me and a part of me. Every cell in me, the billions and the trillions, are a part of me. Every dream character is a part of the dreamer. Every wave, every drop in the ocean is part of the ocean. And they're connected. They're not separate. Waves are not separate, floating on a street or in the air. They're actually fully, always connected to the ocean. Why? Because the ocean alone is in them. Truly, they don't exist. Waves don't. Ocean does alone, right? So mama eva ansho, ansho is portion, part. Mamayo ancho jiva loke jiva bhuta. And jiva is the partial manifestation, fraction. Loka is any loka. Chauda bhuvan jase bhu bhuva swaha maha chana tapaha satya. These are the seven upper regions, seven habitable planets. And then there are the seven lower ones. Atala vitala sitala patala talatala rasatala mahatala. And sutal, seven lower, seven higher, 14, chauda bhuvan jukate, 14 planetary system that are habitable for life, and different kinds of forms of life. I said this before, earth is the lowest in the top seven. There's seven and then seven, right? The total of 14 is at the lowest level. It's called bhulokete, bhumi, mrityulok. Yahan par hote jo bhi, whatever happens, it destroyed again. Obviously, nothing stays permanent in this one, on this planet, Bhulok. So, and then Bhuva, then Swaha, third one is Swarga. Swarga mein gaya, Swarga, so thode si jump maar ke, thoda aur upbhog ke liye, but then you have to fall again. Aise kate, Om, Bhur, Bhuva, Swaha, Maha, Maharlok, Janaha, Tapaha, Satya. Satya Lok is Brahma Lok, Brahmaji, Brahma Lok. That's also physical manifestation. The creator, the chief engineer, the chief architect of the cosmos is also physical. This came in the 13th chapter. Kshetra Kshetra Gyavibhagya did that. Even he and that planetary system has a lifespan. It's hundreds of millions of times more than ours, but still finite. And the Gita is so just so scientific, so rational. If it is finite, it's useless. If it is limited, because it's still limited, he said, I want you to settle for nothing other than unlimited and infinite, because he is in our forms, the unlimited one. So mama eva ansho jiva loke. So in any of these 14, anything, any creature, any life form, the virus and the elephant alike, jiva bhuta sanatana, they are always being my part. Sanatana is original from creation, whenever they were created. Jiva bhutas bhuta, whatever has taken form, anything that has taken a form is actually inside the spirit in them that is animating it. Hathi to pada reh jayega, mar jayega to. Some tiny spark is animating it. How wonderful it might be. Itna bada hathi, itna bada genda, anybody whale. Some tiny spark, something. Where am I getting all this energy to get up and move and all that? That spark is animating it temporarily. It says that those sparks are my sparks. I'm spreaded in everyone through those sparks, all in the form of energy and information. Every atom, every molecule, every electron, every subatomic particle, every particle, energy and information. There is nothing that exists that does not have energy and information. It's impossible. Existence is not possible without energy and information. Neither is tangible. Neither can be seen. Neither can be touched. neither can be wetted, burned, right? Eaten, nothing. Energy or information, they're both invisible. Together, energy and information is that spirit of Atma. That is what animates it. Electrons revolve, rotate all that because they have that energy to revolve. And they have the information, they have the coding, they have the programming in it. This will be your orbit. This is how you'll go in this direction, this, that. And perpetually, in fact, permanently they do that. And so it is the entire cosmic system also. So there is the thing called electron or the proton, neutron, atom, molecule, and all that, that physical matter that's dead. But when that energy and information combination animates it, it lifts up and starts to do its work. And so he's saying that anything that has taken a form is but a part of me. Mama eva ancho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatan. That means you and me. Main important practical application of it really is beside the entertainment and the amusement, the useful part is that you and me and us, right here, right now, we sing Sanatan forever. So right now, in this moment, right here, right, you are a part of God. He is animating you. This body is dead and taken to burn when that animation stops. But right now it is being animated. It is looking through the eyeballs. That spark, that God alone is looking through the eyeballs. That God alone is talking through using the voice box. That same God alone is listening to the drum beats of the eardrum. All that. That same one experiencing all of it, like I said in the 10th chapter, like he says. So I suggest that you think about the profundity of this truth. That what is going on in our lives? If Bhagwan, jiske liye karte, if he is with me right here, right now, at all times, he alone through me that I think I am is experiencing everything that I'm experiencing. What am I feeding him? What am I showing him? I have a choice. He's given me the ability, the best. He's made me the best. He says that in the Bhagavad. I made humans the best on all 14, even the upper region. This one on this planet is the top of the top, top notch. Because through this one, I can really experience the full diversity. Others are programmed. Swarga mein jayenge wo to bhog ke liye. Again, they'll exhaust all their good. Narak mein jayenge, they'll exhaust all their bad accumulated. Either prani jo banenge, they'll just exhaust their neutral, useless, whatever their desires for. Khate raho, khate raho, khade raho, baithe raho, jo bhi, nashte raho, kudte raho, udte raho, tairte raho, jameen mein ghuste raho, bahar nikala, phir se ghus gaya. Karte raho, bas jaise jaise, akal udhari jaye. Once you're tired, then you're dead, you've exhausted. And I've done you a favor, God said, you will not accumulate because you ripped that other animal and ate it. That's okay, you're programmed for that. But when you evolve, when the spirit evolves, evolution is not of the body. I disagree with Darwin. It's this evolution of the spirit. The cumulative evolution of the spirit through enlightenment. This, the final step will be in the human form, and you'll be able to decide what kind of experience do I, God, want to have? Do I want to experience good or better?
This Gita Yoga podcast will continue in the next session. Jai Shri Krishna.